The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, welcome everybody. I am Jay. I am your friend and the host right here of the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. And for the first time in over 2 years, I am in the second episode of a home affordability series. Every week at this microphone during the month of March, I'm talking about home affordability in 2026. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. Like I stated, I'm Jay, and I'm your friend. I come to the microphone as a licensed loan originator. 25 years, I often scoffed and got a little bit of attitude with people when I was a young mortgage broker after I retired from the military, and the old crusty professionals in my industry of mortgage and real estate would say, "Let me tell you, boy, I've been in this industry 25 years, and I'll let you know when you get enough experience as I've got." And I'm thinking in the back of my head, hey, partner, if you're in real estate or mortgage for 25 years and you're not retired financially or the owner of the company, then you don't have many bragging rights. And I tell you, I still love what I do. I am actually originating loans like the very first year in 2004 that I started my own business, and 1998 and 1999 when I started. But I am a proud team member of Churchill Mortgage, and yes, we are an employee-owned company. One of the only ones that I know in the nation, so I love it when you call me and ask me a mortgage question, 719-330-1457. And as many of you regular listeners know through my repeated cult classic series on Three Little Homes, I not only help people refinance their homes, I help people purchase their homes, and my passion is serving the military and serving investment property owners. I practice what I preach. My wife and I have 8 properties. 6 of them are investment properties. And as I'll talk about today, we've been very, very humbled and Midwesternly tight with our budget. Own 6 of those 8 homes outright, and I encourage and will actually help you do the same. It's one thing to purchase a home. It's a whole nother thing to own it outright without a mortgage. And that's kind of like an oxymoron, having a mortgage lender who lends you money, teach you how to get rid of that mortgage and own your house outright. But that's exactly what I do. And there's a lot of trends in this industry, a lot of trends in real estate, and we cover them all, from home ownership to selling homes to financing homes to budgeting your life to creating a retirement income to understanding the 8 forms of income in the universe. But today, our home affordability series 2026 continues with the drum roll, Matt. Home affordability 2026. Generational effect.
Awesome.
Last week I talked about home affordability 2026, the Trump effect.
Thrilled to be back.
That's a great show that you want to grab a copy of from your favorite podcast platform. If it's Spotify, iHeartMedia, right on KRDO streaming, you can go to Google Play, like I said, iTunes, whatever it is, you can get a hold of that. But that was a half a dozen ways this administration is working and hustling, baby, to make home ownership more affordable. And today, I get to continue the conversation with the generational effect. And I have a really big and exciting announcement for you as Matt kicks out the balloons and the streamers and the confetti. I have one of my top 10 best friends in the world, Mark Solis of Best Realty, that's going to be on today. And for the first time since Justin Hermes retired from sponsorship in this radio show, he is now married. He has a beautiful little baby. Oh, Matt, I appreciate that baby cry. He is a great friend. He's got his own radio show, but I'm speaking in right now that Mark Salas is going to be the third and final real estate partner that's been on this show in the entire 15 years. First, it was Donnie Corum. That's a great story. And then it was Justin for over a decade. And now, Mark, after we've had almost a 24-month absence, maybe an 18-month absence, Matt, of a real estate partner, but Mark Salas brings in extreme experience with a real estate broker background as a real estate agent. He also is a company owner, like I was with Garvin's Mortgage Group. He owns Best Realty. But then also, he is a tremendous man and husband and father and business owner through investment property ownership. So I'm excited to introduce you to him on the third segment, but let's jump right into this. Right now, the biggest issue with home affordability is an inability for the younger generations to enter the buying process, the millennials and Gen Z. If you're a regular radio listener, you know the number of times I've done series on demographics in America and generational economy. It's been a huge part of this show. It's how I time the market as when to buy houses and when to sit idle, and eventually it will be when to sell. I'm not a seller right now. I've been a buyer, but with high rates, high prices, high inflation coming out of the big Bidenflation years, we have to discuss and solve this issue as a nation, or we're going to have a lot more socialists like we have with Mayor Mondami in New York. Because if this younger set of generations, the Gen Z, my children, and the millennials, my younger understudies, these are all individuals that are really under the age of 45. If we don't solve this collectively as a nation, it's going to bite us in the butt, because we're going to have more people that expect entitlements than those that go out and actually create wealth. I told a buyer that I worked with this week that you cannot save yourself to prosperity or wealth. So if you save money, that's going to lead to money that's saved. It's not going to build wealth. Renting is not going to build wealth. Having a job is not going to build wealth. Negotiating and squeezing the screws down on someone for a lower interest rate is not going to create wealth. What's going to create wealth is adding value to people around you and creating a product or a service that adds value to people around you, and then eventually adding value to the kingdom and giving your first fruits to the kingdom. As I have learned, one of the promises in the Bible, test me on this, giving your first fruits to the kingdom and the church and your higher power, Lord and Savior. But I'm going to talk about today four separate areas. What are the buyers and sellers trends right now with houses out there by generation? Why are the Gen Z 20 to 30-year-old buyers buying more homes than their peers with millennials, and first-time home buyers in the market, why they're at the lowest point in 40 years, and then finally, what this means for all the buyers and sellers out there and how we can solve it. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to jump right into this after these important messages. Call me at 719-330-1457. I would love to earn your business on your next purchase or refinance transaction. We have a competitive process at Churchill Mortgage where we will meet or beat any competitive refinance or purchase offer. So call me at 719-330-1457. Back after these messages with the Jay Garvin Show.
Talking about my generation. Yeah, I'm talking about my generation.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
Do the hustle.
Well, Jay Garvin's here. Right during that break, I threw a whiz-banger fastball to my radio producers. I'm going into a 10-minute segment here rather than a 14-minute segment because I'm going to introduce you to Mark Salas. He's been on the show with Best Realty afterwards. My conversation today, home affordability in 2026, the generational effect. We'll have great added professionalism by getting Mark in the studio as a licensed real estate agent. But what I want to jump into is buyers and sellers by trend. What is the generational effect of the current market? And right here we see buyers and sellers generational trends. Right now, we have the lowest number of first-time buyers entering the market since this statistic started in 1981, right as Ronald Reagan was coming into office. This is interesting because it's an exact same time frame with the Carter inflation that came from the 70s and really hurt the nation bad in 1980, 81, and 82. Many of you over 50 years old remember the nation, the populace wanting to lynch Ronald Reagan the first 2 years of his administration because inflation was just attacking them, and we are experiencing the exact same thing where Biden had the cost of living for every single family in America go up by over $3,000 in real money every year, and that's a real thing. Now, the Trump administration, through deflation, oil prices, and so forth, have lowered that by $1,200 a family, but people do not remember that. They only continue to feel that $1,000 to $1,800 a year that they're behind where they used to be. And for this reason, you have less Gen Z. These are individuals that are really born since 1997 to 2000. They're basically at their oldest, 25 years old and younger. And it's amazing. Already, 3% of the buyers come from this generation. Now, the median age for a first-time home buyer now is 40, the highest it's ever been. This has been as low as 32 and usually around 34 years old for someone entering the market. But millennials, the younger millennials and older millennials, account for like 30% of the market at 12% and 17% respectively. It's very interesting how when you compare Gen Zs, millennials, Gen Xers, baby boomers, and silent generation, the younger and older millennials are broken into two categories because it's such a huge generation of over 80 million members. And then the baby boomers are broken up into two portions, the younger boomers and the older boomers, because they're the second largest generation at its highest point with over 78 million consumers. It's just that the oldest is 80 years old and the median age for people passing away is younger than that. So now the boomers are decreasing in numbers and size every day. But then you have the Gen Z, the Gen Xers, and the silent generation that are compared. And those are the three smaller generations, and the baby boomers and the millennials are larger generations. This is how I've broken it out for years on this show. You have big generation, small generation, alternating throughout history. The great generation fighting World War II and surviving as adults in the Great Depression is a big generation. Silent generation is a small one. The boomers are big. The Xers are small. The millennials are gigantic. And the Gen Z are smaller. But the bottom line is that the share of first-time home buyers has declined to a historically low level to less than 24%. One-fourth of the entire market is first-time home buyers entering. That is the largest part of the real estate market here in the Pikes Peak region that is just under siege. It is so difficult to sell a house under $400,000 because the first-time home buyers and the poorest of the poor home buyers cannot afford it. I will tell you, they say in articles that this is due to the fear of tariffs or the cost of living and the things going on in Trump. That's a bold-faced lie. It is the remnants of Bidenflation, the reality we have to pay for all of the green new stuff scam, all of the illegal immigration where we subsidized illegals with debit cards and housing. And, you know, I'm not going to get into all of the transitioning transvestites and all of the cost and the flack with that. But this is the remnants of what happens when you print money during COVID. People don't work. Things get more expensive because there's too much money in the system and so forth. But the reality is that it is devastating the younger portion of the market. As a matter of fact, the older buyers like me and baby boomers are purchasing more than ever with no mortgages at all. And this is interesting, folks. If I were to tell you right now what percent of Americans own homes and how many of those homes have new mortgages, I think we all would agree it's pretty simple. Most people know that like 60 to 65% of all Americans own homes, and of course 35 to 30% don't. But how many homes that are owned in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and the nation and other states don't have any mortgage on them at all? What do you think that number is? 5%, 15%, 65%, what? Folks, it is 40% nationwide. Four out of every homes that you see as you fly over America have no mortgage, and that statistic startles people. Now, in Colorado, it's a pretty tough ride. Only about 30% of people in Colorado own their houses outright, and it's much less than that in Denver, where affordability is just to a critical stage. But you take states like Tennessee and Wisconsin and Montana, over 40% of the people own homes there. And then you get individuals like states like West Virginia, Mississippi, New Mexico, it's as high as 55%. I don't know what the lowest is. I know California's at like 34%, Colorado's 30%, but there's a couple of states, I think Nevada, that's like 26%. So you get the point. But with this generational effect on purchase and sale of homes, there's a big discrepancy. Older folks like me and baby boomers are buying with cash more and more. And individuals that are first-time home buyers aren't able to get into the market at all. So number two in the last couple minutes here, first-time home buyers, why are they behind and who's making the best strides? And the fact of the matter is there's more 20-year-olds buying homes than 30-year-olds. And that's understandable because the millennials were old enough to see their parents suffer in 2008 when there was that mortgage and real estate catastrophe of the Great Recession. And then also they had the benefit and the entitlement of 2.5% to 3.5% rates, and they're sitting on their hands saying, we're not going to buy at a 6% rate, and it's hurting them the most. So I want to talk about that in the next segment with Mark Salas, what we can do to help solve that. So don't go anywhere. Call me during the break at 719-330-1457. I would love to help you sit down and go through a consult of what you need to do to buy a home. Folks, I told you more 20-year-olds are buying homes than 30-year-olds. I am sitting down with a son of a radio listener, Owen, who's 20 years old, who has tens of thousands of dollars in the bank, and he is going through the home buyer process right now. If a 20-year-old only 18 months out of high school can do this, you have an adult child, a relative, a friend that can do it as well. So please call me at 719-330-1457. I have availability by May, June, and July. I'm going to be so busy, I'm going to want to help you. But if you have any unique circumstance, it's going to be a long waiting period by summer. So let's get it rolling now. Call me, 719-330-1457. Get your mortgage set for your next purchase. Back after these commercials.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Salas.
Housekeeping? Housekeeping.
Well, welcome back. I am Jay, your host, listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Today, all hour, I'm talking about home affordability in 2026. Boom! The generational effect, friends. You know I've done demographics in America. We talked about how there are fewer investment and first-time home buyers on the low end of the market, young Gen Zs and millennials. But what are we going to do about it? You've got a lot of Gen Xers like me and my guest here that I'm going to introduce that are Gen X and baby boomers that were actually purchasing with more money down and with more purchase transactions with cash than ever. So how do we solve this issue of generational discrepancy in home buying? And to help me have the conversation is one of my best friends in the world and real estate agent and broker, Mark.
Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, and Matt's like, what do you mean Mark's a new partner? He's been on the damn radio.
We've been doing this for a little bit.
And we're blessed. We've got beautiful children. We've got beautiful wives. We've got beautiful pets and business owners, and we're blessed.
That's right. Absolutely.
And you came up with something that I had no idea. You are seeing people solve this generational dilemma with home buying in a unique fashion. What are you seeing out there?
So it's all about affordability. It's a big topic. And one way that I'm helping people in today's market is multi-generational living. So we got someone that is buying, and they're also helping their family at the same time. So with that comes child care help. It comes elderly care and affordability.
Oh, it does. And so, it's not just parents and their kids. It's kids and their parents.
Exactly. So you got a generation of families. And here's another thing that I've also seen that this helps is they're in really good neighborhoods. They're in great communities. So maybe as just a unit by themselves, they wouldn't be able to afford this home. But now they combine everything, and now they're in a great neighborhood. They're in the area that they really want to be. Their parents are in the area with them. Their younger kids are going to schools where they want them to go to schools. So there's a lot that it just helps the whole family. It just compounds, and it compounds in a good way.
I cannot believe it's happened right under my nose of exactly what you said. I'm in a church life group, and Nathan and Shelley work for a ministry, and now they're buying their own house, and I referred this to Ken because I like to keep arm's distance from very close friends, but assist in them getting helped. And Bets, their mother-in-law, is helping with them move in. They're helping her, and she contributed greatly to the down payment. It's the exact thing you're talking about.
So if you look at it, look at the price of care for an elderly individual.
It's insane. It's like $6,000 to $7,000 a month, like $60,000 to $80,000 a year.
And anybody who's invested in real estate, you understand the importance of that investment. Why would you take that and put it outside of the house when you can keep it in the home, when you can keep it with your family? So there's just so many benefits of it. It just keeps on giving back, in a sense, because you're there with your family. Who doesn't want to be there with their family? I would say most of us would probably want to be there to help
Absolutely.
Our family out. And then on top of that, we get to keep what we've built in the family instead of giving it away. That's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. And then what people don't know, Mark, is not only are you an agent, but you own the company, so you have a vested interest in every single thing that happens with Best Realty. But then you also provide a job and a business opportunity, not only for your immediate family with your wife, but then your parents. I'm thinking of all of this right now spontaneously, and more than that is you have the experience as an investment property owner, and you and I haven't even talked about this. What's going to be the best way for people to get a hold of you? By email or right into your cell phone?
Just give me a call on my cell phone.
Okay, tell them your cell phone right now.
719-201-9571. That goes directly to me. That's my cell phone.
Great. Say it one more time.
719-201-9571.
So if you're listening right now, here is the individual that I want to call Mark. If you're listening and you're in your 60s or 70s and you have adult children that haven't purchased yet, or you can't purchase but you thought, wow, I could handle and imagine myself doing this with my adult children, or you're in your 60s and your parents are in their 80s or 90s and my, it's a reality, Jay. We're going to have our parents move in with us, and this was the idea that Nathan and Shelley have. If you're one of those individuals, call Mark today. What's your number?
719 201-9571.
And if you're on the road and you couldn't write any of that junk down, you just give me a call. Mark and I talk every week, and we get together with our wives all the time, so I'll help you with that. But that is a huge way to solve this dilemma. It's huge. Number one is not to give your adult child or your parent a gift. It's to help them and join with them in a process of buying, right?
Correct.
The second one is be a co-applicant. I'm doing this on three transactions, one of them right now, and I've done already two, where you as a parent, you don't have to give your kids money. If you have it, I would suggest you do, because it's a great investment with that and education. But just be a co-applicant and allow them to passionately participate in what you have in home ownership. I'm also seeing, Mark, how much creativity are you seeing in the younger generation, the Gen Z, but mostly the millennials, that are taking these homes and then on occasion 3 to 4 times a year actually earning money from the home that they barely afforded by Airbnb it. Do you see that at all or not?
I see it quite often. So the big issue, once again, is affordability. And that is not just the price of the home. That comes down to the interest rate. It comes down to taxes. It comes down to insurance.
How about that insurance?
All these things. Oh, my gosh. Everybody is feeling it. Even if you don't have a house, you're feeling it in your renter's insurance. You're feeling it in your vehicle insurance. It is getting so expensive. So that's the problem. How do we solve that problem? We're seeing people doing all kinds of different things. And one of the big things is they are using their homes as an investment right off the bat. They understand it's an investment. So from day one, they're trying to figure out how they can make money or help offset their costs. You have short-term rentals. You have room rentals. You have co-living platforms. And guess what? Tech makes it so easy.
It does.
The tech is out there. It's easy.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is a little bit of research, and you have all these platforms that are available to you at a fairly small cost, and the gain is huge when you get that money back. But that's one of the big things, is they are still building long-term wealth.
Yeah, and it's insane how some of this works. Number one, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, they called it room boarding, where you would have someone live in the back of your house, and that was in the Great Recession and Depression and all of that stuff, and that is back, and it's made simple by an app.
Correct.
You told me, I think, first, that some people now there's an app or a technical technique of, like, if you've got extra driveway or backyard, people are, like, renting space for RVs?
Yes. If you got an extra parking spot, whatever,
that's RV parking,
that's another way. That's another platform that you can use to help offset costs.
And the state's doing this, saying, hey, there's a priority of exception to build an ADU, either integrated, which is connected, or a standalone ADU on the back of your property. We see that a lot here in the south end of town.
We see it a lot. It's very expensive.
It is.
It can be done. So what I've witnessed with clients and even myself, when we go and start looking at ADUs, that cost is up there. There's a lot that goes into it. So
a lot. You know, a lot of people split houses, ranchers with basements, and then you make it a non-traditional, non-defined duplex. People do that.
Have clients done that quite a bit. Yeah, I mean, there was one particular client I remember. He had he would just go after bi-level homes, and he would split it right there at the entry. You go down to one, you go up to the other. It was a very simple,
really
easy way to do it. And then he would put a kitchenette in the lower level. Usually in those bi-level homes, you got two bedrooms. He would have a kitchenette. You got your living and dining in one area. Upstairs, same thing. You got a kitchen. You got two bedrooms.
And that's unbelievable, because then if you have a $2,500 mortgage payment and you can get $1,000 to $1,200 for that individual, now you're considerably down below rental rate. That's what this Owen kid is doing. He's like, sir, I'm like, my name's Jay, buddy. buying a house, and he's already got two roommates lined up. Three-bedroom, two-bath house.
So think about that. That's a perfect example. And what happens if one of the roommates moves out? He still got one paying rent.
Yep.
He still has money coming in, and he got enough time to get someone else in there where he can still offset the costs.
Yep.
Now you got two people in there. Boy, it's perfect. So that's one of the good things with the room rentals and having more than one person in the house, if they decide to go that route, if it works. It doesn't work for everybody, but some clients, this is perfect. It's like, yeah, I just want to build wealth, and this is how I want to do it.
Exactly.
And I know my house is an avenue for me to get to point A to point B. I believe it. You believe it. We both are heavily invested in real estate. We have witnessed it and we continue to do it, and they see it as well. And it's a very easy avenue to do it.
And I've always had that frame of mind, is that it's a reality check when you understand that you never make money on the house that you own that you live in. You make money on the house that you own.
You have an investment that you have money coming in on.
And someone else is living in it. And that's why I have the 3 little weeks where, oh, Jay, I'm not comfortable, you know, renting my house out that I live. That's fine. I'm 20 grand a year happy with that. And you know how I got my wife on board?
How'd you do it?
Honey, you can keep the money. She's like, so how do we prep the house for the Space Command to move out? And we're doing that this next month and making $11,500.
Plus you go on vacations when you do that,
and
right?
And we use the money to go on vacation.
So you use that. I mean, look at what that's done for you.
Oh,
you know,
it's a game changer.
You get to take your wife on a vacation. You got money coming in. She's happy. You're happy.
And
perfect. I mean, that's house hacking right there, right?
Yeah, 100%. And it is the way that smart people do it. I mean, and I told Owen, hey, just give it a 24-month period because you think you like roommates now. Like you said, some people don't.
And it may not work.
If you don't like them, then you can go ahead in 2 years, ask them to move, or just sell the dang house. The 40 to 60 grand that you've made by finding a deal, because you make your money, you know, when you buy the house and not when you sell it.
Correct.
And then you can take that cash with no tax because of the capital gains exemption and go buy a bigger house in a nicer neighborhood that you now can afford to live by yourself.
Correct. And I also have clients that specifically look for multifamily homes.
Yeah, one to four. Let's finish with that.
Yeah.
People that look for multifamily, I've done this with military members, where they buy a fourplex and move into one.
Yeah, exactly. You got three other people paying rent. It's great. So, and that, you don't even have to do anything. All you have to do is buy the property, and you got people paying. And a lot of times, as long as you can find one unit that you move into, you get the owner-occupied loan. You know more about that.
Absolutely.
So, it's very simple. And you already have renters. You already got income coming in the day you buy the property.
Amazing. So, if any of this resonates with you before Mark leaves, get a pen, paper, share your number one more time. Mark with Best Realty. Go ahead.
719-201-9571. That's my cell phone number.
One more time.
719-201-9571.
Okay, my friend, this is the last minute. I'm going to read us out. Can you get into this every single month, second Saturday? It's going to be Mark and I. You give me a call at 719-330-1457. I'll help you with your next purchase or mortgage transaction. And you guys are out there. I mean, Jan, Terry, Rebecca, all of you, if you want, give me a call. Give me feedback on our interview and conversation with Mark at Best Realty. And for the rest of you, stay tuned. The final power wrap-up of home affordability in 2026, generational effects, going to be summed up right after these messages. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you out.
You can count on me.
You'll be the friend I should be. Won't no one put you down
when I'm around.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. I'm doing the power wrap-up for our conversation today, home affordability in 2026, the generational effect, folks. We have to solve this generational gap. If you did not tune in to the show the first couple segments and you've just got 3 to 8 minutes right now, the reality is this, is that we have the lowest number of first-time home buyers in this city, in this state, and in the country since 1981. And what's happening with that is the first-time home buyer age has skyrocketed to over 40 years old is the median age for people buying their first home, where it usually, for decades, has been at about 32 to 34 years old. For a short spell in there in the 90s in 2000 through 2006 when George W. Bush was in office, it went all the way down to like 28 years old because house buying was so simple and it got so outrageous that renters were buying, and we figured out that you can incentivize a renter to buy a house, but you cannot turn a renter into a homeowner. They have to do it themselves. You have to have discipline. You have to work for it. You have to make sacrifice. You have to have diligence. You have to have passion and determination to do it. And if you're irresponsible and if you're in a transition in life, a marriage or a divorce or a death or a job transfer, or your active duty military like I was, it's okay not to be a homeowner. 35% to 40% of Americans are not. But 90% of those who are not homeowners want to do it. There's only 10% that say, I planned it this way. I just went through a divorce. I'm traveling with my job or military. My son wants nothing to do with homeownership, even though he's 22, because he's going to New York for a brand new job, and you're not going to purchase in New York. He doesn't want to think about it. But we have to solve this, because here's a great point. My son is moving to New York, and they have not only a socialistic, but a communistic mayor, Mondami! And my son will tell you why his generation, Gen Z, is voting for him, because life's not fair to them. They're growing up in an inflation-ridden environment. Home values are out of control. The median house just in Colorado was $460,000, and when I started buying them in 1996, it was $118,000. Period. It's quadrupled in 30 years. But guess what? It's going to quadruple again in the next 30 years. And the thing that concerns me the most, if you're listening here and you have an adult child, boy or girl, man or woman, 25 to 45 years old, 25 to 50 years old, and they don't own a home, they are being robbed of one of the few sources of building true wealth. Think of it. Where would you be right now as a radio listener if you didn't have a home and you're in your 60s, 70s, and 80s? If we don't help these folks now in their 20s and 30s and 40s purchase, then they're going to be a drain on society rather than an asset, period. I ask you, if by chance you're 40 years or younger and you're listening to this radio show and you don't own a home, what in the name of the Lord are you doing in your life to build wealth? Are you going to tell me it's a job? Job does not build wealth. Earned income is a J-O-B. If you stop going, you stop earning. Social Security is not going to cut it. I'm excited for you. What are you doing? There's only like five things that you can do. Capital gains. Putting a little money aside, that's a little tiny way to build wealth, but you need to own real estate and do investment real estate. Get into stock investments with dividends, and dividends are residual profits off the company that are paid to you. Build a business. Start a business, especially tradesmen. You can do that. It's the one thing I would tell people. It's okay if you don't want to buy a house, as long as instead of that, you build a business. Because build a business adds value to people. If you have a product or a service that adds value, then you're going to be reinforced, and that multiplies your money in a residual fashion. All of the top 100 most wealthy men and women in the world do it off of business. But the middle class, we have a chance to become middle-class millionaires through real estate ownership. That doesn't start with investment property. It starts with that first home that you buy. And if we don't fix it for the younger generation, we're going to have more and more youngsters that are voting socialist because they want things. And when they want things, they take things from one age demographic and give it to another. So if we don't help them, we are going to pay one way or another. Because it's a fallacy that you cannot buy a house. I'm so excited. I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. If I can help a 20-year-old buy a house and I can help a 70-year-old buy a house, I can help you. I'm the best at what I do in the business, a very good mortgage loan originator, and I've got Ken Smith, my best work friend and teammate with Churchill, and then I have 400 other people in Churchill that will help you. And you can't save your way to wealth. You save your way to savings. You actually have to create things of value and acquire things of appreciating value to build wealth or prosperity. And prosperity, I mean, add value to the kingdom, to your higher power. For me, it's God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to give back. As a matter of fact, if you're a single working professional parent or grandparent, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. Most of these are single working moms and grandmas. I will help you for free. Marshall, you know that. Tammy, you know that. Jane, you and I have talked about that forever. I've got so many individuals that reach out, and I appreciate all of you. But we have to solve this together. So in the closing moments, here's the big takeaways. Right now, folks, there's 2,800 homes on the market, and we have less buyers now in the winter and during this time. We have last month less than 637 sales in an entire county of almost 750,000 people. In a city of over 500,000 people, we have 637 transactions. And what that means is that when there's less people buying, there's less competition and more affordability for prices for you. So this is the best time, 2026, with the explosion of the economy that's going to start to come between April 15th and July 4th, to buy a house. I am telling you right now, I'm going to be so busy in May, June, and July helping people that I started working with now that I want to help you, but most likely I'm going to have somebody else. But if you call me at 719-330-1457, and I will personally help you with the signatures and the documents all the way through your loan approval and your loan refinance or purchase. And lastly, Warren Buffett says, be fearful when others are greedy. And in this sense, in this day, in this age, in this hour in 2026, and be greedy when others are fearful. Consumer sentiment is down with everything going on with the oil and Iran and all of the other stuff. Act now when others are not. And like I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the world. 719-330-1457. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and I would love to earn the honor of helping you with your next purchase or refinance mortgage right here on The Jay Garvin Show.
I paid the bank notes, the car note, yes, I paid the phone bill too. And then I turned around and I found that the house note too.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Too much month at the end of the money. Too much month at the end of the money.